The Florida Panthers, they reacquire Roberto Luongo. What is the future hold now for this team? What type of moves do they need to make? As they and the Oilers are really battling it now for draft position. George Richards joins us once again from Florida. Georgia, Luongo comes back. How much of an impact is that going to make? Was he a fan favorite before he left?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think Roberto Luongo is a guy that, you know, one of the few Panthers post-Pavel Bure that had that name recognition to the casual fan in South Florida. I think it was a big move, both on the ice. Obviously, he's still a top-end goalie. The Panthers are trying to build from that position out. But he's also, a big move off the ice. I mean, he's gonna help turn the needle a little bit as far as interest when this team starts, you know, building back this summer. This season's over. I mean, this season's lost. It's long gone. Even Roberto Luongo can't save it. But, he's been playing okay, and, you know, just there's not much in front of him right now.
Well, George, Roberto was the highlight on many nights in Florida when there wasn't a lot to cheer about otherwise. Now he comes back, obviously, at the other end of his career. To me, as you say, you can't worry about the rest of this season. It's from next season on where it matters. And it strikes me that he can still be a building block for this entire franchise for the next, two or three years anyway, I would think.
Sure. Yeah. And then, we asked him that at the press conference, how does he feel that he's going to be able to help sell this team to potential free agents or whatever? And you've got to think that he would be an attractive piece. This is a guy that's from Montreal and moved to South Florida and never left. Still lives here in the off season. He loves it down here. And now the Panthers, since he left, built a $10 million facility that they didn't have before. So they've got the facilities and, they've got you've got Dale Talon running the show and that kind of thing. So, the Panthers are hoping that bringing him in will also make this, maybe a more attractive landing spot, if you will. Now, every team in the NHL, wants that. You want players to want to come here for more than just, the paycheck or the retirement or whatever, which has been the case here in Florida. But I think with Roberto Luongo, you think, hey, maybe we can win down there.
George Richards joins us from Florida. George, right now, Florida's 1 point up on Edmonton. A lot of games left to decide who will have a better chance to win the lottery and draft higher. When I look at who Florida's taken recently, are they in the same boat as Edmonton, that Ekblad would be the guy they would want first? They want the defenseman more than an under center, or do they need scoring more than a D-man?
They might go D this time, but you got to remember, the Panthers are really good at finishing last. They're not really good at winning the lottery, so they haven't had much luck in that regard. So, when they were in the running for Sidney Crosby, they weren't allowed to be in it, so they're kind of luck, they would probably go D only because they didn't, they didn't go with Seth Jones last year. They went with Alexander Barkov, a center that they thought could step into their lineup right away, and did. I mean, there was no difference between Alexander Barkov at 18 years old and some guy you signed at 26. He's big, physical, plays a man's game, and that seems to be, at least right now, the right move for the Panthers. We'll see 10 years from now what Seth Jones turns into, but I would think if the Panthers have their choice, they would go D.
George, you well know hockey at the best of times is a tough sell down in Sunrise. I walked into that building many nights and saw a lot of empty seats. Where's hockey now coming out of another CBA? Sometimes I wonder if the on-ice product matters or not. I know it was nuts when the rats were raining down there, but overall, has there been penetration in the last 10 or 15 years of that market as any kind of staple? And is this an important time to get this team headed back in the right direction?
Oh, absolutely, because I think if you don't do it now, it's never going to happen. There are Panther fans down here. I mean, there are hockey fans, but there are, more importantly, there are Panther fans who have just, seen the stories, we're rebuilding, trust us this time. You know, this time, trust us. No, this time, trust us, you know. And I think there's a lot of people that glance at the highlights and go, oh, they lost again, and that's it, you know. And there's only so much of that your casual fan can take. Now, they've got their diehard fans like everyone else, but even last year kind of soured people on that. The team was for sale, which wasn't public knowledge over the summer. They didn't do anything during the off season. So you're thinking, oh, geez, they're going cheap again. They're not improving this team after another last-place finish. And that really wasn't the case. Dale Talon didn't have a choice in that matter. You know, he was handcuffed, couldn't do anything. This is going to so season ticket sales dropped. I mean, fans are like, well, if you're not going to fix this, I'm not going to pay for it. Now I think you've got new owners in there with deep pockets. You've got a true billionaire running things. He's going to focus on the hockey. You know, they're going to be allowed to grow this. It's not just, you know, the concerts and everything else and the circus that goes around this building. Now they're going to focus on the hockey, and they're going to try and get this building full. It's going to take time. It's going to take some trades. It's going to take some free agent signings to show everybody that they're really serious. But there are Panther fans here. They just have to bring him out of bring him down into the arena.
George Richards joins us talking Florida. George, at the trade deadline, there was all the talk about Brad Boyes, and then he signed an extension. Tom Gilbert's played over 21 minutes a night in Florida. He wasn't dealt. Is there a plan to re-sign him?
They already did. They had on trade deadline the day.
About, oh, they did sign Gilbert? Okay,
oh,
I didn't see
that. That was the thing. It happened 5 minutes before the Luongo news broke, so nobody remembers. I went up to Brad that night in Boston and said, you were the big news down here for about 90 seconds, you know. So,
yeah, no, but what about Tom Gilbert? Did they sign Gilbert?
Tom Gilbert, they did not.
That's
did
who
not
I asked,
sign
yeah.
Tom
okay.
Gilbert. Yeah, I was a little surprised at that, you know, if you're not going to sign the guy, wheel him off. I would think they make a deal for him. I would think they like him. I mean, they kept him around. You know, there are a couple guys like that. Jesse Winchester, you know, he stayed at the trade deadline, and according to him, the Panthers and his agent haven't even talked. But I would think that he's a guy that is going to come back. But it's Tom Gilbert, like you said. Tom Gilbert has been up and down. I think he was really good in the beginning of the year. It's kind of tailed off a little bit. But they like him a lot. Now with Mike Weaver gone, you know, you need to keep some veteran D. So, yeah, I would think Tom sticks around.
Now, it's interesting. You talked about the ownership, George. To me, Talon had things on the right track, and then essentially the money dried up. The landscape changed. To me, he's one of the sharpest hockey guys around. You know, he built some of what's going on there. In Chicago, is he, reinvigorated and ready to go under this new ownership? Is there every confidence in Dale, and is he wrapped up contractually for a while now?
Yeah, I was told that Dale is 100% part of this, and I do feel that he's been rejuvenated. I think he was kind of getting beaten down. That, you know, he came here with certain promises that weren't fulfilled. Now, that's not really the owner who was – he was just overwhelmed. You had an ownership by committee. You had one main guy who really tried. He really did, but he couldn't keep writing those checks. And now you've got a deep pocket guy who can. So a lot of the frustrations that were around Dale are gone. They've given him more responsibility. He's going to be working on the business side of things as well, which I think he's excited about. So he's got a real vested interest in this, not just his name, not just his legacy or whatever. I think his name is on the cup. He's got a Chicago Stanley Cup ring. That's cemented. He can always go to Chicago and be fine. But I think he really wants to do something here and make a lasting impression.
I look at their team right now, and Scotty Upshaw's leading them with 31 points. They clearly need some offense. Is Gabranson a guy that could be had for an offensive player? And where do you rank him as a defenseman? How's his development going?
Yeah, he hurt his knee the other night. He's out for the next couple weeks. He always seems to get hurt at the end of the season. The last 2 years, his season has been cut short by some sort of injury, be it a knee or a shoulder or whatever. I think they like his progression. He's a big, tough kid. He's a guy that Dale drafted with the future in mind. But I don't know anymore. I mean, I don't know what the Panthers, and I'm not just saying this about Erica Branson. I'm just saying this about anybody on this roster. If Dale thinks that he can make a hockey move to make the team better, and that's what it's going to take, I think, you know, aside from maybe Nick, you know, aside from Bjugstad and Barkov, I think everybody else is might be available. And you know, I wouldn't have said that a couple weeks ago. But I think the game has changed, and if they think they can get better and bring in better players, then that's what they're going to do. If it takes one of their young guys, a 22-year-old defenseman who they really like, if that's what it costs, you know, Dale will make the move.
Has Gabranson progressed enough in your mind? Like, I know he's a number three overall pick, and maybe that's unfair way to evaluate him. Is this guy a number four defenseman, George, at his best? Is he a number three, a two, a five? What is he?
I think he's a three or a four. I think he's been slowed by some of his pairings. I thought he played real good in the beginning of the year, and then he was put with Ed Jovanovski, who he really blossomed with his rookie year. But Ed's a little slower now, and I think, you know, that maybe that's held him back a little bit. I think, you know, Gabranson's been fine. I think he does a lot of good things. You know, they've always been waiting for his offense to come around. That hasn't happened. But as far as defensively, I think he's developed pretty well. He's got a nice, you know, that he passes the puck well, handles it well, isn't afraid to get physical, get into the corners and jam people up. And he, like I said, he's got great size and skates well. So I think he's developed fine.
George, we're experiencing this now, obviously, the Oilers 8 years out of the playoffs coming up, the rebuild. We're finally now starting to see some young players come along, defensemen specifically. How about with the Panthers? What's in the pipeline, if anything, to get excited about if you're a Panther fan?
Well, they've got some, you know, they've got some decent talent down in the pipeline. They've got a couple kids in junior. They've got Mike Matheson, defenseman at Boston College, who is, you know, trying to win a national championship with the Eagles. And then I think this is going to be his last year at BC, so he may be in the mix with the Panthers next year. They've got some other kids, Alex Petrovic, he just got recalled today, so he may be in, he's going to be in the lineup tomorrow night against the Lightning. They've got some good young pieces, and they've got depth, which they've never had before. Dale's done a nice job of stockpiling draft picks and turning them into serviceable players. In the past, the Panthers really had nothing. When you had to go to the mines, when you had to go to the well, there was nothing there. And at least right now, they're able to bring in guys and plug them in. Right now, as you probably see in Edmonton, you've got a lot of guys playing for jobs, and everything's just out of flux, and it's just weird right now. But next year, you know, when all these guys come into training camp, you know, you're going to have to hope that they gel and start putting things together.
George, always good to talk to you. It'll be a race for the draft lottery, Oilers and the Panthers. Enjoy it.
It's going to be exciting down the stretch, isn't it?